Recorded Books presents Dreamer's Throne by Seth Ring, narrated by Michael Kramer. Chapter 1. It wasn't the scratchy sheets that finally convinced him he wasn't dreaming, nor was it the watery gruel that seemed to get thinner with every meal, or even the dull ache of his missing arm. Rather, it was the strange movie-like dreams he had of a young man named Garrett Klein, whose life scrolled out before him, unreeling in a jerky blur. With every dream, memories of his life on Earth twisted, merging with the moments of the body he had come to inhabit. After 4 days of drifting in and out of hazy wakefulness as his weak body tried to overcome the life-threatening blood loss he'd suffered, he finally woke up for real, a clear certainty in his mind. He wasn't on Earth any more. Hearing harsh shouting outside his door, he tried to swallow, nearly choking as his sandpaper tongue stuck to the roof of his mouth. There was a rough mug of water on the floor by the pile of ragged clothing serving as his bed, but as he reached for it, he remembered that he lacked a hand. It had been shocking to wake up missing his right hand, but right now getting a mouthful of water was the only thing occupying his mind. The shouting seemed to be getting louder, and as he rolled over and reached for the cup with his left hand, the door burst open, shaking the room. A burly man stomped into the room, his jaw set and his lips pressed in a grim line. Behind him, a young woman followed, trying to grab his arm and suffering a backhanded slap for her efforts that sent her tumbling to the wall with a thud. Despite the flash of pain that crossed her face, she jumped right back to her feet and rushed toward the burly man again, only to stop in shock when she saw that Garrett was awake, shakily carrying the mug of water to his lips. Hurrying past the burly man, who had stopped in the middle of the floor, she helped Garrett lift the mug up, supporting his back as he tried to prop himself up. His waist seemed unnaturally weak, but he managed to get himself high enough to get a mouthful of water. He wanted nothing more than to pour the entire mug down his throat, but he knew from experience that, in his current state, it would do more damage than help. Feeling the cool water trickle down his throat, he took another mouthful, holding it in his mouth and letting his parched tongue absorb as much of it as possible. Swallowing was hard, so rather than take another drink, he lay back down, his strength all but exhausted. Seeing he was done, the young woman put the mug down on the rough floorboards and turned to face the burly man. "See? He isn't dead."
"Doesn't matter if he's dead or not. I told you, your time is up. You've stayed as long as your coin will last. So it's time for you to get out. Either you leave by lunchtime or I'll drag both of you out myself."
Without giving the young woman any chance to respond, the burly man turned and stomped out of the room, slamming the door. Like a deflating balloon, the young woman sagged, her shoulders trembling as she slumped on the floor. Behind her, Garrett couldn't help but raise one eyebrow, a habit brought from his previous life.
"Excuse me," he said, his voice like rough paper brushing together. "I don't think I know you."
No matter how he racked the new memories that swirled through his mind, he couldn't recall ever having seen this young woman before a few days ago, when he woke up in this sorry excuse for an inn. This shouting match had repeated every day for the last few days, ending with the young lady handing over a small copper coin. But today was clearly different. When she heard his voice, the young woman jerked in surprise, spinning around to stare at Garrett, her eyes carefully tracing his pale face. Her direct stare allowed him an equally good look at her, noting the large burn scar that ran across her nose, cheek, and half her upper lip. Her matted brown hair, cut raggedly in a bob, didn't look particularly good on her, but he supposed its utility made up for its mushroomness. Surprise and excitement, mixed with a natural wariness, colored her eyes, which were so dark they looked black, but the excitement faded as she took in Garrett's weak body.
"Tell Rin. You can call me Rin."
"Nice to meet you, Rin. My name is..."
Trailing off, Garrett blinked. What was his name? Two sets of memories swirled around his head, merging and diverging in a dizzying mix. On Earth, his name had been Paul Geller, but as of 4 days ago, he had woken up in the body of the young noble
Sample complete. Ready to continue?